progress.
All right, I want to thank you for coming in to the October 18th Planning Board meeting. Will we all rise? And Brian, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, we'll start with the roll call. So we got Judy.
Here.
Brian?
Yeah.
Scott?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
And Rudy's not here, so we can sit one of the alternates. Anybody want to come up?
Well, Linda was Mike. Here first. So.
Uh-oh, what chair are you going to bring up?
Oh, no, I'll just sit in one of those.
Okay.
I'll bring it over. And Linda. All right. So the first order of business, the public meeting won't be happening. We're going to... The case number 23-002, major subdivision applicants AV Development, Al Tallarico, 157 Marble Street, Stoneham, Mass. Owners AV Development, Al Tallarico, same address. Property location, Diamond Hill Road, Candia, New Hampshire, map 409, lot 228. Amy informed us today that they were not prepared, so we're not gonna have the public meeting for that. We'll have to extend that. Are you going to put it on the next meeting or when they get back to you?
No, it will have to be re-noticed.
Okay, so we'll have to re-notice the public meeting. All right. For old business, we can get to case number 20-002, major site plan. Applicant owner, Mountain Estates, LLC, 106 Mount William Pond Road, Ware, New Hampshire, 03281. Property location. 291 Raymond Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 409, lot 131. Intent, discussion of conditions of approval.
Are you easy for a moment? Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
Tom Severino, Severino Trucking Company, here representing Mountain States LLC for 291 Raymond Road. I'm here for the discussion of the overhead power lines. Their process for underground power transformers started in late 2020, took an application period of over a year, and finally by spring of 2022 had low calcs calculations and everything required by Eversource to order their transformer. Paid their fee, ordered their transformer, well ahead of having to need a CFO for the building. In early, I believe it was March of 2022, knowing that they were going to complete the buildings by the end of 2022, we're told they'd have a transformer in 8 months. But less than a few months later, they were told, we honestly don't know when you'll get a transformer. Led to the point up to the end of the year that they came up with an alternative solution and said, well, by this point they had tenants for their building and they had to have power because they had people coming into the building that they had contracts on. They then were given the option by Eversource to put hang cans on the poles and do overhead power as a solution in lieu of them having the transformers to be provided to their building. We then subsequently came in about 1 year ago in November of that year to request a temporary CFO because there was no sign of when they can get the transformer. We asked for a 6-month extension, I believe, until this year, and there was still no sign of that. We just subsequently asked for another extension to get this resolved. We requested it of the board, spoke to Amy, Amy spoke to Rudy, and we were requested to come in and fill out a full formal application to reapply to get a waiver granted because our request is just leave this structure as is. It's been, it's tens of thousands of dollars to convert this back to underground power at this point in time, which is an expense, quite honestly, that I don't think they're responsible to carry. And as far as to my knowledge, none of the residents, no one has had any complaints. There's one of their neighbors is here and with us tonight. They've had a couple of their neighbors sign that they do not disapprove of the overhead lines. And I'm here tonight to simply request that we can just make this an administrative amendment to the site plan, no differently than when we change things on the plan, move basins, make changes to the plan that could be dealt with administratively without going back to the board, rather than taking the time of going through a full application for something that, quite honestly, I don't think has that much relevance. There's been no complaints. So that's what I'm asking of the board tonight, is that we can deal with this administratively, to just have that request to leave this overhead structure. I drew here what the original plan was. That was have the transformer, the underground power. This is the draw pole that was always planned. And instead of this underground line, they now have that overhead line. If they ever build their third building, which is another phase of the project, they will come underground from there to a transformer, again, provided they can get a transformer. Tim and his son Kenny are here also, if you have any questions of them tonight, but I'm happy to answer any questions of the board.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, transformers are a hard thing to come by right now, and especially as someone who works for the company. They're doing these funky transclosures and stuff. It would be even worse. So the best thing is to keep this, in my opinion, that overhead to a overhead bank and underground to the buildings.
Right.
Yeah, and just going to say some things we all know, but just so they're in the record, right? This is a commercial zoned district. There's not a residential district. And the power at the street is above ground as well.
Correct.
Right? So this is not anything out of the norm.
Correct.
Right?
So... the height of, because there will be a lot of big trucks in there, the height will be heightened for the electricity going
it's
overhead.
Already,
yeah,
right.
Oh,
has,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It already has to be. I mean, they
that's
got requirements.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, right now, even getting some, you know, overhead transformers is difficult. So it's, you know, it's an issue. And it's not on the applicant's fault.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's
right.
Just
totally.
A
yeah.
condition of, coming out of COVID and you know, supply chain.
Yeah.
And I agree. I like the way your approach was for administrative change, because a waiver would have required a written request and backing up. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it
right.
makes no sense. This makes total sense to approve it.
Right.
Yeah. So if we approve it, will that issue them a final occupancy without having to do any more temporary things?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Yep.
So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the change to an overhead lines to the buildings, the existing buildings.
I'll second that.
Yeah, Brian, second. And Judy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Linda?
Yes.
All right, second and pass. Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
Huh? Yeah,
did
you
do
yours.
So it's all done. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do mine.
Thank you very much.
It looks
very
nice
very
down there, guys, too. Nice job.
That
one
does
look
very
nice.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Yep.
See you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
right,
you very
have
much.
A good night,
yes,
guys.
Absolutely.
See ya.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Next on the agenda, Nate, you're up.
All right, Nate.
Well, at Judy's request, I'm going to talk for about an hour and a half. So.
I'll be right back. I got something I got to take.
I better get a coffee.
Yeah, go.
Hey, Nate, in
oh,
about
well, you're
40
up.
Minutes, you're going to be here by yourself.
Yeah. I will not be anywhere near that long, I assure you. I come bearing gifts tonight. This is a draft capital improvement program.
the gluten trip, there's no calorie.
Sorry, you got no marker.
You saw what we approved to buy the ambulance, right?
Yes.
So that's a dead issue.
I know you make it really
I'm still playing. We'll walk through what my guidance was on the ambulance as of a couple weeks ago. So, here you go.
You can even sit at the big table.
Come on up, Mike.
Come on. It's really fun up here.
If you come up, though, just keep it down, Mike.
No more rowdiness.
All right.
He just wants cookies.
Yeah. So, this is a draft. It's marked as draft. It's not a final product. It's something for you guys to review and let me know, if there's something that needs to be added or taken away or tweaked. I'll walk through the changes that I was advised of over even the past few weeks. The first, and this was based on guidance from Rudy, Brian, was page 5. The ambulance with ventilator is back in for 2024, with 2/3 of that cost coming out of the town's future needs capital reserve and 1/3 of the cost coming out of the ambulance revolving fund. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, that's in there then, exactly that way. So the ambulance is back in for 2024. Inflation has been applied so I've taken today's cost estimates. I've considered those to be valid for 2024 purposes, and I've applied 3% inflation for anything happening in 2025 through 2029. So you'll see inflation has been applied there. Maybe 2 weeks ago or so, Rudy advised me that something needed to be added under kind of I've called it general administration category, voting machines. So there is, you'll see a discussion of that on page 8. There is $7,000 for voting machine replacement in 2024, and then $5,000 in today's dollars in 2025, which is slightly inflated because of 3% inflation.
Right.
So those voting machine expenses are in there because technically they qualified under the town's definition of a capital improvement. So that is something that has been added since we last talked. That was kind of hot off the presses as of very recently. The old Deerfield Road Bridge, I discussed this a little bit on page 11. The DOT has released their draft 10-year plan. I printed this particular page because the old Deerfield Road Bridge is part of the State Aid Bridge Program. It appears in the 10-year plan. We now know what the cost estimate for that bridge is and when it's scheduled for construction. So overall cost of that bridge is $1.026 million. 80 cents on the dollar of that will be covered by New Hampshire DOT through the State Aid Bridge Program. The remaining 20% is the match responsibility of the town. All that's in the CIP is the match responsibility of the town, which is, I think, $205,000 in 2028, because that's when that project will go to construction. But just so you know, it's explained in here, it's a much bigger project than just the town's portion, and it's coming out of that State Aid Bridge Program. That's the only project here where the CIP ranking was a C for committed, because it's actually a grant project through State Aid Bridge. So that has changed a little bit, that one particular figure, because I wanted to make sure it tied out to the 10-year plan, the state DOT's 10-year plan. The telehandler for the recycling center, we are now programming that out of the solid waste or the recycling center capital reserve fund. We discussed that last time, so that's not a change or a surprise. Where do we talk about that? On page
13?
It's on page 10, and you'll see it appear in some of the tables after that. But the solid waste or the recycling center equipment capital reserve is where that telehandler would be paid out of.
$90,026.
it's 85,000 in today's dollars, 3% inflation for, you know, up to 26 brings you to that number.
What is a telehandler?
It is a telescoping forklift.
Whoa.
So it's kind of a, it's a big forklift with a long arm that extends out, and they can do all sorts of stuff with it.
Okay.
You tell it what to do and it
pick,
does
pick
it.
Up the pick up the bales of stuff and put them into trucks and that kind of
pretty
stuff.
Much. Pretty much. Cool. They use, they have two of them, and one of them is pretty much exclusively for baling work. Yeah. The last thing was I did add a final little section in section four for conclusions and recommendations. Some of these things are going to be fairly obvious to you all on the planning board that this CIP should be used as the basis for impact fee updates. I know you've already been talking about that. We do recommend here, I'm on page 16, we do recommend the town establish a new capital reserve for police body camera replacement and fund that at $8,000 per year. If you fund it at $8,000 per year, by the time the body cameras are ready to be replaced, I think in 28, you'll have what you need to do that. And that was one of the things that we had talked about previously. We do know that the fire apparatus capital reserve and the fire station infrastructure capital reserve have been funded at $50,000 per year for many years now. We know that that is too low based on the amount of needs that are documented in this CIP. We didn't prescribe a number for you to go to, other than to say it should be a collaborative discussion between
75.
Yeah, you'll arrive at some number. It should be higher than 50,000 though, based on what the needs are in here.
It started out going to be 125, but then he changed his mind. He went to 75,
which is why I didn't define anything in here. I just said it should be a discussion between the select board, the fire department, and the budget committee. The only other thing is for the telehandler, we just would want to make sure the town is aware and cognizant of making sure that there are some level of contributions into the recycling center or recycling equipment capital reserve in 24 and 25 to make sure you have enough for that telehandler purchase in 26. And that will require some work with the recycling center to see what other plans they have for that particular capital reserve. But you just want to make sure that there's appropriate funds in there in 26 to be able to handle that telehandler purchase out of that. I think the rest of the recommendations are fairly general about continuing to engage with the school. We didn't get any projects from the school, although we sent information to the school this time.
We just did $2.2 million. We're going to let it lay for
you. Nice. So just, you know, something to keep in mind in the future, continue to make sure the school is engaged. We did engage the school, obviously. Mm-hmm. They didn't submit any projects, but something to keep in mind for future updates. We do recommend that you revisit this annually. It shouldn't require a whole lot of work because you've got the form, you've got the projects in place. You have a really good base here to build off of. And it
just updating it if they change or whatever.
It's not a heavy lift, to, you know, just keep it kind of updated. Other than that, I mean, this is your draft program of projects, in terms of how the board wants to go about considering and approving this, I'll leave to you. There's not a lot of formal requirements in statute. I think you would go through whatever your normal procedure is to consider and adopt a plan of this sort. If you do have comments, feel free to send them along to me or filter them to Rudy and he can send them along to me, whatever works for the board. I'm happy to make any updates. I did go through, you'll see that, you know, I go department by department and kind of explain, you know, some of the projects. And hopefully my explanations are clear and reasonable. I drew a lot upon, you know, what the language was in their actual applications. I did not append all of the application forms to this document, lest it be, you know, 150 pages long. I wanted something succinct that that people could pick up and dive into. Hopefully this is, you know, fairly succinct, but still provides the level of detail that the town would want. I think that's pretty much it. Like I say, if there are comments as you read this, you know, feel free to shoot them to me, and I'll make any edits that the board sees fit. Other than that, I don't think... there's anything in your way of you know, posting this and considering it at a future meeting for adoption.
Good. Good job, Nick.
Yeah, this is really laid out nice and clear. I know the application in the back made it easier for the departments to file what they needed. I just think this is well thought out.
Well, thank you. I try to make things clear and transparent, and hopefully we did that here. Yeah. But
and
like
not,
I say, it's
not
you know,
too big and bulky either.
If you notice anything that you know needs to be tweaked, yeah, like I say, feel free to let me know, and I'll make any edits that the board sees fit.
With a note of sadness that I say, we'll miss you.
You may be seeing me more because
we'll
yeah.
Be back again.
I think Rudy is ready to dive into the first set of impact fees so that likely will be coming soon. And if you need me to come, you know, for whenever you adopt the plan, I'm happy to be here for that as well. Whenever you decide to do that, Scott, for your benefit, Scott called me a week or two ago. You emailed me. You emailed me about the Four Corners project, the DOT project for the Four Corners and
the intersection.
Yeah, the whole kind of, you know,
right.
Village center project, whatever we, you know, term we want to define it, but the DOT project. I did and Scott was basically like, what's happening with it? Because I know some surveying was happening earlier this year. They're doing the initial parts of the you know, the beginning stages of the engineering process. I did talk with the project manager at DOT, Loretta Dowdy, and I encouraged her, and she is going to do this. I encouraged her to reach out to the select board to get herself booked on a future select board agenda. Oh, nice. To come in and talk with the board about the project, about what they've done so far, you know, the initial survey work and data collection to inform the engineering process, and just kind of bring the board up to speed about the schedule for the project and how the town will be engaged in evaluating design alternatives and all of that. So, and she's going to do that. So at some point in the not too distant future, she'll be reaching out to the town and so good news on that front too.
Yeah. You had indicated that it's still on schedule.
It is.
What happened was I had it in my mind because last year it was said that in fiscal year 2023, which starts October 1st for the state, or is it?
Finished now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that they would engage us in, so that year had lapsed. So I was just curious, are they running behind? And Nate said, no, they're just still right on schedule.
Plugging away.
They did start engineering phase work in fiscal year 23. You saw them out here doing survey work.
Yeah.
I got, they have a consultant assisting in some of the engineering process, GPI. They reached out to us for traffic data and things along those lines. So stuff is happening, but it's very early. You know, in the process, typically they start engineering, you know, 5 to 6 years in advance of construction. So,
right.
And we're at about that point now. Construction still targeted for 28. So this is, you know, the time where they're just kind of getting up to speed.
So would she have conceptual drawings when she comes?
I doubt it. Okay. I don't think they're quite that far yet. I think it's really, you know, an opportunity for her to introduce herself to the board and introduce the project to the board and open a line of communication and make sure the board is aware of when those things are going to happen, when they'll be prepared with, you know, conceptual designs and you know, public informational meetings. And they will do a full public process for this, as they would do for any of their projects. But I think it's just kind of opening a dialogue is what I encouraged her to do, so that if the town has any questions or they get resident questions or anything along those lines, they know who to contact. They've got a point of contact at DOT where they can get answers and all of that. Yeah.
Nate, by the way, really nice job on this. You put a lot of work into
it. Oh, thank you.
It's evident that you put a lot of work into it. So it says draft, and that's going to remain draft until we
approve.
Come back and say, make these changes, and then do we have to vote to approve it and make it be final?
Yeah.
Okay. And it would need to be an agenda item.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to leave...
I've got more copies, and I've got a PDF as well. I can send to you, Amy, and if you want to post it on the town website or anything like that for transparency, happy to do that.
That would be great.
Is that worth it?
And I was going to say, add one for Rudy, too.
Yeah, I've got a few extras here. I'll just give them to
Amy.
Give them to Amy,
because she'll come in and see her anyway. So.
So, Nate, just to be clear, when at one point it was discussed, and it was like that DOT would work with the town to come up with what's called the preferred alternative.
Right.
Like the best. But that will go through the Board of Selectmen rather than the Planning Board. Like, I always made the assumption
they'll do,
that,
it'll be an open public process. So they'll have what are called public informational meetings where they, you know, really kind of, you know, send things out to the general public, not just town officials or elected officials or town staff, but they'll try to engage the public to the extent possible to weigh in on designs as well. So they typically will do open houses. They'll do public informational meetings. They'll have, you know, different concepts up on the wall. They'll present the pros and cons of different things, and they'll hear what the public has to say and what their preferences are. Typically, yeah.
And one of the things that I had discussed with you was the need for a safe crossing for the kids going over to the CYAA. Yep. And there had been discussion about what would it make sense to have a sidewalk that would go through it. And
those are exactly the types of things.
You said, you know what, if that's something that's important to the town, you can have the dialogue with DOT.
Yep.
And that could become part of the,
yeah,
of the project, right?
So, exactly. Okay. Yep. And that dialogue is still going to happen, and those are the types of things that they need to be considering. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
So no slippage in the construction schedule. Good. Or anything like that. Yeah,
that's impressive.
It flies. You know, we're already halfway through the 10-year plan. It seems like just like yesterday
we
started.
This, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
And it's like, oh, that 10 years would wait. Yeah. Oh, now it's like, great.
Yeah, it's definitely, we put it in, what, 3 cycles ago on the 10-year plan, and now it's getting to the point where things are starting to happen. So it's becoming real now.
And just for the board members who weren't around, Nate was very instrumental in advocating for the town of Candia to get on that state 10-year plan, because I think it was, what, like $6.3 million?
Yeah, right? it's more than $6 million, which is, you know, it's a substantial investment. So we want to be able to get as much as we can out of that project for the town, for the benefit of the town. So looking forward to seeing what they come up with, mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing how the public discussions go.
Yeah, I'm sure the police chief will have something to say with the number of rear-end accidents that we continue to have there.
Yeah.
You know?
What will the town's piece be of that? $6 million.
Nothing.
These are state roads, and they'll be matched. There'll
just
be
some input. Yeah. We'll have. That's all. Wow.
The state will use federal dollars,
right,
for the project, but the state typically matches federal dollars with an accounting mechanism called turnpike toll credits. So, I don't need to get into that, but it basically the state is handling the required match on those federal dollars.
We need them. We need them.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need those highway tax.
So in I'll explain it in 10 seconds because it's convoluted. People pay tolls on the turnpike system. You stop at a toll, you pay it. Your easy pass, you drive through, you pay it. Every time that a toll is collected, the federal government says, good job, New Hampshire. You collected tolls, and you're spending those tolls you're spending that toll revenue on projects that would have otherwise been eligible for federal assistance. And so we credit you, New Hampshire. Good job. We're going to give you a credit for every dollar you collect and spend on a project that would have otherwise been federal aid eligible. We give you a credit that you can use to match your Fed aid dollars that come into New Hampshire. So it's not real money toll credits, but it basically effectively makes their federal share 100% for most projects in the state.
It's a shell game.
It's kind of like carbon credits.
It's an accounting mechanism, basically. Yeah.
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 Good.
Because it's the government doing it, it's legal.
Yeah. we'd all be in prison for RICO.
Oh, there's now, in the new infrastructure law, there's a particular clause where New Hampshire may be able to sell their toll credits to other states to raise actual cash.
Wow.
Like carbon credits.
Right. The electric industry used to do that.
Al Gore got rich.
Well,
okay.
He did.
We digress.
He did.
Yeah, he did it. Well, he should get credit for that.
So we're not getting too far off course.
It's not me this time.
Well,
you were leading us down that path.
We'll review the plan.
And I dropped off.
At a future meeting. we can have a vote to adopt.
Right.
Rudy's here.
Yeah, and let me know what your schedule is whenever you define your schedule. I'm happy to be here, you know, the evening that you adopt if right. if there
we'll
are any
know,
questions
we'll know
that
come better up. When Amy right. you know tells Rudy what the schedule is upcoming, so we'll share on it, right? You guys talk.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, good job.
Thank you very much.
And you're out of here early tonight, Nate.
I am, yeah. Be home in time to tuck my kids in.
There you go. Time with the kids.
All right, the next thing is Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission. They have a meeting.
Which is not me.
Nope. Cam's not on, and there's a meeting tomorrow up at the library.
Yep. Oh, they are going to use that. Nice.
It is at 2:30. I believe that's where it's going to be. Let me take a look at the email.
See, that's nice that they're able to use that.
Mark, you are our rep there, right?
Yes, so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed the last one. I was babysitting.
So that, it says 74 High Street. So I would imagine that's
here.
Up.
That's here.
That's here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we're going to be
High here.
2:30 to 3:30. So we'll be here.
Perfect.
All right. On that, approval of the minutes, if you guys can go through it. And if you have any changes,
that I would
go ahead.
I have one correction in that I was not present, but it says I was present.
Oh.
It's pretty typical, Kevin. Present, but not really present.
Do you have anything?
This isn't high school anymore.
Does anybody have anything that they found that needs to be changed besides Kevin not being there?
Don't tell me you're going to get a pass, Amy.
Well, it wasn't a full pass.
I'll take a motion when you guys are ready.
Make a motion. We accept the minutes as presented of October 4th, 2023.
Second.
Okay, Brian and Tim. Judy?
Abstain.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Abstain.
Kevin?
Abstain.
Tim?
Yes.
Linda,
abstain.
You're right there, abstain, and I'll say yes. So that's three. What do we need, four?
Four.
So we'll have to table these till next meeting.
For Rudy, yeah.
I told Amy that I tried to get on Zoom, but I wasn't able to.
No.
Sometimes when with the Zoom, it's muted, so
yeah,
you can't
said,
hear us.
It was waiting for the host.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
It just kept spinning, waiting for the host. Because I came on at 7, well, maybe 7:10.
Well, we're almost done.
That's Amy's fault.
Yeah.
She saw that you were trying to sign in and said,
get it.
She heard that. No, X that one out.
Yeah,
all right, so that's like table.
Yep.
Foster Farms, I have no updates for that.
What's up? Sorry.
Foster Farms appeal updates. I have no updates for that. Nothing was relayed to me, and
isn't
we haven't
that weird?
Heard.
I mean, it's been how can it keep going?
Yeah, it's
nothing?
Been a lot longer.
It's
than
past the 90 days.
Way
easy, easy.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like I said before, I'm glad that's an expedited process.
Right.
So just nothing, hey? Okay.
That's it.
Yep.
I have no information.
Right.
Any other business? Town planning.
Well, I just briefly say that the Safety Facility Committee did meet last week, and we discussed. Anthony gave us a set of plans, not a buildable set of plans, but one that we can use to price it. So they're pretty extensive, but just not to be, you know, built by. And we're under the 3 mil that we wanted to be. And it's looking good, so I think our next step is when we accept it, what he's proposed, that's where we left it. At our next meeting, then we'll approach the Board of Selectmen and see if we can get a warrant article.
Good work. That's good.
And it's not going to be baby blue.
Thank God.
No.
The color of this building would be
that's
yeah,
we
that
suggested
kind of
that.
Consensus. Yeah.
And the new picture he's got on the PDF is it's gray. Where the blue is gray. Doesn't look bad, but I agree. I like this color.
Yes.
It's kind of a town look.
Yeah,
kind of.
Right.
I agree.
Consistent. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So.
Okay. Any other matter? Candy gray is kind of a town look, too.
No, correct.
Just need one more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Judy.
Linda second.
All right, Judy. Yes. Brian.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Mark. Yes.
Look what you did. Wonderful. Wow. It's just